Hello.
Oh, hi, Eldon. It's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
I'm good. And you?
I'm doing pretty good. We made it to Friday, right?
Yes, ma'am.
So I was just following up. I know last we spoke, you said you were waiting on a new card, so I thought I would touch base today.
Yeah, I don't have it yet, but I can always pay you with a personal.
With a different card?
Yeah.
Okay.
I can pay with a personal card. Not a problem.
No problem. Yeah, we have a lot of people that do that because you could always switch it back to the business later if you wanted to. So is it still the 903 24th Street for the billing address on the personal card?
Yeah, the same address. It's just a different card.
Okay, so I'm ready for the number whenever you are.
Hold on. Give me one second.
On 14. Sure. 14? Yeah. All right. Thanks, sir.
Okay. All right. Yeah, it's the same address, just a different card.
Okay. Is it a Visa or MasterCard?
A Visa.
Okay. And the card number?
One second. 150, right?
Yep, 149.
Okay. 4060.
I'm sorry, what? For what?
4060.
Okay. Got it.
4255.
Uh-huh.
7475.
Okay.
8106.
Okay, expiration.
1226.
And the code on the back?
322.
Okay, so let me get your authorization and then you will be good to go. Excuse me. We'll make sure everything processes.
It's just one time payment, right?
So it will reoccur on this card unless you switch it to the new one. But what you just paid has you paid in full till July 20th. So do you want to call back in when you get the new card, and that way we can put it on file for next month?
Yeah, I mean, I want to pay you now, but I don't want to keep in file because there's going to be different things. I just want to use a one-time payment. I don't want to pay with this card, you know.
So the card that we just put in erased the former number, but if you have that old card on you, I can go back and put it in. That way you won't have to worry about this one being on file. I know it's no good, but at least it would allow us to get, you know, this one off of the account. You know what I mean?
Right, yeah, you can do that because you had it already.
Right, but when I put in the new card, it erases the former. So if you have that other card on you, I can put it in right now.
No, I don't think I do. Because, let's see, I don't know. I don't think I do have the old one.
You don't have the other one. Okay. So let me do this then, at least to help you out a little bit. Since today is July 1st, I'm going to push the next billing out 30 days, which means you're paid in full until August 1st. So when you get the new card from the bank, just give me a call and we'll update it before this one processes again, okay?
Okay.
Yeah. And then also what I'll do is I'll back out the security code. That way, if the system tries to process it on August 1st, you know, hopefully it doesn't go through, and then that will prompt me to call you again too, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so let me just make sure the first reset invoice. Let me just double check and make sure that it looks good. Okay, you got it. So I reset the next invoice to August 1st, and then I took that 322 out. And so, you know, hopefully that will cause a glitch if it does try to process on this one down the road, okay?
Okay.
All right. So you're all good to go, Elvin. Thank you so much for updating that, and have a really nice weekend and a happy 4th of July, too.
All right. You're the same. And
right,
just want to mention, something about the pictures. I think I sent some message to put attention on that thing. So is anything you can go forward with the updating some, I don't know, Google business and some other things. So what's the next thing? What's the next step with that?
You want to make updates on the Google business profile?
I mean, you know, the thing is, do I am on a Google business? I don't see any on a Google business. So where's that?
Oh, let me look at your dashboard. I see you're wanting an update of where you are now and if the Google business is published, right?
Uh-huh.
Okay, let me look. Okay, I was just putting a note in regarding the billing stuff we discussed, so now I can go into your dashboard and see. It says Google Business page optimization complete, so that's good. That's a note from our technician. Oh, yeah, your Google Business page is live and it's published, and it already has two 5-star ratings on there, which is good. One is from you and one is from Darylin Santos.
That's the only two.
I can send you a review generator email that will help you get some more 5-star ratings on Google, because what you did is going to help you. That's tremendous.
What you want to do?
Oh, it can be fish. Probably.
Yeah, send me a
fish. Oh, I do it.
Oh, I was just talking. I don't know if someone was talking to you.
Uh-huh. Okay, so you say it's this thing on,
So in the time that you've been with us, Elvin, that Google business page with the 2 5-star ratings on it has been found on the first page 331 times. And you've had 32 Google actions, which include clicks to your site and clicks to call you. So what I would recommend is start asking people when they call, how did you find me? How did you hear about me? And you're going to hear a lot of people saying, oh, I looked you up online. I found you on Google. I saw you on the internet. All of that is as a result of this program.
Yesterday it was people calling me about, I know they found me on Google. I mean, in Google. But other than that, I can tell you just 2-3 goals. That's it.
Okay. So I'm going to send you, I know I sent this to you last week when I spoke, but you weren't able to get into it. I'm going to send you the email that says login credentials to your dashboard, and that way you can go in and you can see the results in real time. And then also I will have the technicians do a complete performance check on your account right now that the payment went through. That way if there's any updates that they can do that will help you improve your placement, they'll perform those for you behind the scenes, okay?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, and then let me just set that up. Set up performance check. Okay, so I got that all set up for you, Elvin. So after you go on your dashboard, if you have any questions, just feel free to give us a call, okay?
Okay, sounds good.
All right, have a nice rest of your day, too.
All right, thanks.
Thank you. Okay, bye.